U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper wrote in a memo that military flags should reject divisive symbols, an implicit reference to the Confederate flag, which is associated with the institution of slavery. He said the military should principally use the U.S. flag, and several others are allowed, such as state and NATO flags. The flag is still flown in private, especially in states who belong to the former Confederacy in the southern U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump has criticized proposals to rename military bases named after Confederate officers. Ira Spitzer, SABC News, San Francisco.